Learning Masech, the Sugya daf Tezvavim and Beis. The Sugya starts from the Mishnah Tezvavim and Aleph. The Mishnah says, a Makoris Sukasa b'Shbudim, if you make a roof on your Sukkah before you put in the Schach, with Shbudim, with metal pipes, or Baruch HaSamita, or with poles from a bed which are Makabal Tumah, and then you're going to put the Schach in between, if there's a space between the metal pipes or between the bed poles, equal to the metal pipes and the bed poles, then the sugar is kosher. So it's exactly half schach puzzle, half schach kosher, and the sugar is kosher. So Gemara says, Leimitev etufta der avunne brei der abishua. There should be a kosher and avunne brei der abishua. The omad dimar. Paritz ka'imid. If you have by a mechitza exactly half open and half closed, half gadar and half paritz, Rav Papa Mamutter, Papa said half and half is good. Rav Vunibay B'Shua Amar Aser, Vunibay B'Shua says it's Aser. So the Gemara says, so here also we have half skach kosher, half skach pasul, and it's Mutter, it sounds like Rav Papa. So the Gemara says, Amar Vunibay B'Shua, my Kameisa Menichnes V'Yetze. Kameisa means you can get it in and out easily, that means it's actually going to be more skach kosher than skach pasul. That's the sugya. So before I get into the sugya, I want to discuss a little bit the shaila of Paritz Ka'imid, where the Gemara in Erevin says a lashon, Rav Papa says mutter, because Hachi Agmar Achmana Lameisha Al Tiferetz Ruba, and if Vunivay B'Shua says Aser, because Hachi Agmar Achmana Lameisha Gedar Ruba. Sounds like they're arguing, what's the Halacha Lameisha Misinei about mechitzas? Do you have to have Roiv of it mechitza Gedar, or just have to make sure Roiv of it is not Paritz Al Tiferetz Ruba? Problem is, if it's just a halacha mishimisin in regard to mechitzas, why would the Gemara shtel tzu to sukkah? Why would it be the same halacha? And a little bit more. In Masechta School, Nefchav Chesma Meiz, we have a similar machlekes, Rav and Rav Kahana. By Shechita, what if you shecht half a simen? If machsa machsas kerev, and now the Gemara uses the lashon machsa machsas kerev, and the Gemara says the same lashon, is it hachem rechmana shechait ruba, or hachem rechmana leit shaya ruba? Right? So they also, maybe it's a machlekes in what the halacha mishimisina b'shkita is, but the Gemara there brings a raya from a kli, which let's say you have a kli, if half of it was split, so it should be the same halacha l'gabi tumah. Now here the maskana was, in Erevin, that we pass on like our papa, that paritz ka'imid is mutter. And there the maskana is, we pass on like Rav, that maksa maksas ain't a karev. So Taisus and Rishaynim in both Erevin and Chulin are like bothered. What's the pshat that the Gemara in regard to Erevin we paskin that half is good enough, in regard to Shechita we paskin half is not good enough? What's the pshat? And they don't want to say that, okay, in Erevin there's Halacha Meshe Misinai that Al Tifer Tzruba, and by Shechita it happens Halacha Meshe Misinai of Shechita Tzruba. And part of the reason is because you see, in each Gemara, the Gemara brought in other halachas. And here the Gemara brought in Sukkah, that the Gemara wanted to say the machlekes in regard to Ayman Ruba also applies to Makaris Sukkah, Bishbudim applies to Hafskach Kasha, Hafskach Pasal. And there also, the Gemara Bashkita applies it to Hilchas Tumah. When you have a Keli, which is half fixed and half broken, is that called you have the Keli? Is that called you don't have the Keli? The Gemara had the same Shailah. And the Rishayim say various chalukim between the two. L'mashal Taisa says mechitzas are different than iser. By mechitza, which like sukkah, Shabbos and sukkah, it also would be like a kind of a mechitza. The Gemara also in Erevin has a shail of ayman ruba in regard to an oil hatuma. In regard to an oil hatuma, if you have roiv of the tefach, or do you need half of the tefach in order to be considered an oil hatuma, if you have a space within the tefach of the oil. That also would be like binyan, I guess. Rashayin came by Tumah, and Isser is a different din. The Rajman and Dvan Erevin say it's totally on something which is totally in the chiyas of a behema, which is a little bit very wide, the Gemara bring in Kli. And the Taisa Rosh is the Geshmak of Shat, B'Shein the Maram, that the Yisayid is, it's really the same thing. The Aymid is more chashiv than the Paritz. Over here, the Aymid is the Mechitza, the Aymid is the Schach Kasher. The ayman is more chashiv than the parut, so half ayman is good enough. There, the ayman is fakert, the part that's not shechted is the ayman. The part that's shechted is the parut. By the kli, the part that you took away is the parut. The part that's there is the ayman. So again, the ayman is going to be more chashiv. But either way, you see there's a klaliyistika shaila. between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Beit Beshua, and there between Rav and Rav Kana, which again, they're chalukim, but the shaila is Rav the Kaveya or is half the Kaveya? Here we're discussing Rav and half, Lagabi Mechitzis, Lagabi Schach Kasher. Do you need Rav Schach Kasher, half Schach Kasher? Do you need Rav Mechitza, half Mechitza? There we're discussing Lagabi Shchita. Do you need Rav of the Simen or half of the Simen? Do you need Rav of the Kli or half of the Kli? And like we're saying, various Chalukim, maybe sometimes you'll say Rav, sometimes you'll say half. There are two Sugis, one in Ev and one in Chulin. And the Shainim Abad and the main Chalukim between the two. The Shaila I want to tell Zichan, I want to say a word from Reb Shmuel Birnbaum. What is the Shaila that the Gemara is asking? The Chayyar Rav needs Rav. Why should half be good? The Gemara is Lashin and Chulin. Machsal, Machsal, Kerav. Why? Chayyar Rav needs Rav. When the Torah says Rav, you never find half is good enough. Rumei kekulei, not chatzi kekulei. What's the shaila here, legabi paritz meruba, that we're stelling suit to sukkah, and having a machloikish or a pub and a vunibe b'shua, if you need Rav of the mechitza or half of the mechitza? What's the shaila? Why would half be good enough? Why wouldn't you need Rav to be Rav? So Shmuel Birnbaum said like this, if you need the entire thing, Then, whenever you need an entire thing, you need kail, and you want to say you have kail because it is side of rubai kekulei, then you'll always need rav. Then you'll always need rav. Half would never be good enough to have the entire thing. But here, all these cases, you don't need the entire thing. Lamashal, by a mechitza. You don't need the entire mechitza. You need a mechitza. By schach. You don't need the entire schach should be schach kasher. You need the schach should be schach kasher. Like what's the pshat? He gave a mashal. If let's say somebody has a loaf of bread and he's missing one piece, so without the din of Rubik Kekulei, you're not going to say he has an entire loaf of bread, but you'll say he has a loaf of bread. Just because he's missing a piece, he still has a loaf of bread. And if someone only has one piece of bread, it's not like he has a loaf of bread. He only has one piece. So where's the cutoff line? Where do you say he has a loaf of bread, he's just missing something, or where do you say he doesn't have it? He just has a piece of it. He doesn't have the thing. That's the machloikis. Is that half or rave? So the insight is that you need rave in order to say you have the thing, and if you have half, you don't have it. No. As long as you're not missing rave, that's good enough. That's what it means. And there, all the chilukim are all about this nakuda. When do you say that you need rave in order to consider it like the shita? You don't have to shech the entire simon. If you'd have to shech the entire simon, half with zikha wouldn't be work. Zikha wouldn't work. You have to shech the simen. The simen has to be shechted. If something's left over, the simen's still shechted. But if you just shechted a little piece, that's not the simen. Shalos, where's the dividing line? So here, and we're going to speak about this a little bit later in the Shia, the vart is, there's no halacha that the sukkah, the entire sukkah has to be made from Seilos Garim V'yekev. The halacha is the sukkah has to be Seilos Garim V'yekev. If the sukkah is even if, without the din of Ruba Kekulei, if you have partially Pseilus Garim V'yekev, partially not, so that's cool. You have a Sukkah of Pseilus Garim V'yekev. But if the Sukkah, the Iker is Shmudim or Arucha Samita, you just have a little Pseilus Garim V'yekev mixed in, so that means the Sukkah is not. The Shal is, where's the dividing line? Same Achleik is your Papa and the Funabrei der Abshua. Now the Gemara goes Vaita. After the Gemara says, according to Rapap, it's equal. According to Vinnevei Mshuah, it's Nichlis V'yaitzeh. The Gemara is the Kasha of Ha'efshul Etzamtzeim, and there's a Girsa of Ha'efshul Etzamtzeim. And Rashi and Tosfos are Nechlik, what's Pshat in the Gemara? Be'erich, Rashi's Pshat is that the Gemara's Kasha was, how do we understand if Vinnevei Mshuah, why are we saying Nichlis V'yaitzeh? You could be Metzamtzeim. So if it says Kamaisan, why are we assuming it's Nichlis V'yaitzeh? You could be Metzamtzeim. And the Teretz of the Gemara is, but he wasn't Metzamtzeim. B'madif, he made it bigger. And Taisus is bothered, that's not the way the Gemara works, just to ignore the Kasha. And the Ritva says, Abshat, that the Erech the Pshat is, that the Gemara thought that the Taisum was saying, you have to be Nichnas V'yaitzeh. That's goofy what it means, Kamaisim, but the Gemara is explaining, no. The case is Nichnas V'yaitzeh, but I'll call upon him. And then Rava says, that Enechinami, it's exactly equal, the space and the Shpudim and the Karyan Mita. The Shpudim and the space is equal. But still, because you're putting the schach, if it's maya shasi, nice and Erev nice and shasi, because you're overlapping the schach, so you end up with more schach. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. Taisus learns it's not the pshat. Taisus learns that the kasha was on both of Papa and of Vinebei B'Shua, whether the space is equal to the schach, or the space is more than the schach, according to Rebbe Beshua, but you're not filling up the whole space, because ha'ef shalatzamsim, you can't fill up the whole space. So Rami says b'madif, meaning that you're overlapping it. So mamel, the space is full. And Rava says a different way of overlapping it. Taisa says maybe Rava holds your dafka have to do it that way. If you do it the other way, then with geizer you might not overlap it. So those are the two pshatim in the shakel of Italian, but la'alochin is one nafkamina. Because Rashi holds, according to Avinu Beis Yeshua, even if the space is the same, and you overlap the schach, that's called you have rev schach. And Taisa says, miu kashalai perusha, the ein daimish is spat the schach, pasal b'kasher, afal pisha kasher rev, kevin emi rovin zebezev, v'nika kalecha liatzma. So there's a machlekes Rashi and Taisa is going on here. One machlekes in din. That Rashi holds, if the space is exactly the same, and the schach overlap, that's good even according to Avinu Beis Yeshua. Because even though the schach is overlapping, still, you count the schach kasher, not the schach basel. And Taisa says, what do you mean? It's only batel if you chavtam, if it's like we had before in Testament days, if you chavtam, if it's me'uriv, and it's not nikker. So Rebbe Yeshua says, Taisa's not shtimming with shitasa in after Testament days. Taisa in Testament days said to Yisayit, that when you have a full shear of tzilsim ruba from the schach, we don't care about the pasul of schach. If the kasher is schach, is still some ruv on its own steam, the kasher is schach, the pasul of schach don't stay. So what's the Isis kasha? If Lamaisa I put on more kasher is schach, and the kasher is schach on its own is still some ruv, so who cares that I have pasul of schach? Once I have enough kasher is schach to make it still some ruv, so it's good. As I fact the pay shul mamish, it's a pella, how does the Isis shtim with the Testament days? And the Bnei Yeshua's only teretz is the Nei Nechanami. Taisus here is going with a different shita. Taisus here is going with the shita of the Rav Yoh and the Ravon that hold that no, whenever you have schach kasher and schach pasul, the schach pasul win. It only works if you have schach kasher alone. If you have schach kasher and pasul, the schach pasul win. And the Gaon says this also. The Gaon in Bi'ur Agra Simen Tafresh Chavav Seif Sifkat and Gimel says that Taisus here is going like the shitas that the schach kasher wins out against the schach pasul. The Yeshua says that over there the Rishonim said that's the when the schach pasul is on top. The top is geiver because the top makes the tail, and then the schach kasher underneath is redundant. But if the schach kasher was on top, then the schach kasher win. That's what the Rishonim say here. And here the schach kasher is on top, and still Taisus is asking that it's a problem. He buys the tzarichin. Lamaisa, you have to say that this shitas Taisus holds. That even if the schach kasher is on top, still the schach pasul cancels it out. But Rashi is very good, because when Rashi holds, like he holds over there, that when you have tzilsim ruba of the schach kasher on its own, then the fact that you have schach pasul doesn't shter. Now, we already spoke about this on the Testament days. Machlek is Taisus with the Ridva and the Ran. The Gemara there says, if you have a sukkah under an ilan, even if the Elon is chamsim ruv mitzilasa, but it's mitzitayr of schach pasul b'ad schach kasher. And Taisa says that if the schach kasher is good on its own, then the schach pasul doesn't pasul. What is the din of mitzitayr of schach pasul b'ad schach kasher libe de Taisa? That the schach kasher is not enough on its own. You need the schach pasul to also help out to make tzilsim ruv. That is the din. So Memela, when you have a sukkah tachas ilan taisis they hold, it's not a problem if the sukkah on its own is still some ruba. But if the sukkah is chamsim ruba and needs the tzela ilan, which is also chamsim ruba, to make altogether still some ruba, that's the problem of starf schach kasher had the schach pasul. Then run the round hold, no. That the problem is, even if the sukkah is still some ruba on its own, still, the schach on top is mevatel. But the run the round hold one kula that taisis doesn't hold of. The Ritva and the Ran hold that when you're not being mevatel the schach kasher, the fact that you need the schach pasul to be mitzdayr for the schach kasher to make tzilsim ruba is not a problem. Taisus holds that mitzdayr schach pasul b'ad schach kasher, the fact that you have Taisus and Daf Tesu Beis, the fact that you have schach pasul over there on top, that doesn't shter if you have tzilsim ruba without it. What shteres is when you don't have tzilsim ruba without the schach pasul, and you need the schach pasul to make it tzilsim ruba, that's the problem. The Ritva and the Ran hold, that's not a problem. The problem is only because the schach pasul is shtering the schach kasher, since it's on top of the schach kasher, shtering the schach kasher. But if we're not for that, the fact that you need the schach puzzle to make the tzul seruv is not a problem. And they bring a raya. They bring a raya from a karis akasa b'shmudim. They bring a raya. Because the emphasis is all totally on vaydele shitasam on taizun afcha bezum and beis. That taizun afcha bezum and beis holds that if let's say you have exactly half schach kosher and half avir, what's it then in that case? Half schach kosher, half avir. Taisa says it's the same machlokes as Rapapa and Rav Yeshua. La halacha, we pass on like Rapapa, parts kaim is kosher. La halacha, half schach kosher, half avir is kosher. That stems Taisa's l'shitase. The parts kaim and the aimin meruba we need here is not because there's schach pasul here. Even if there wouldn't be schach pasul, in this avir here, you'd have the same shmuz of parts kaim and aimin meruba, exactly the same shmuz. And how come you don't have mitzvah of schach pasul behind the schach kasha here? Because you have enough schach kasha to be tzilsim ruba. And according to Avinu Rebbe Yeshua, why do you need roiv? Because without roiv, you don't have enough schach kasha to be tzilsim ruba. So you can have the same problem with mitzvah of schach pasul behind the schach kasha. That's Shita's thesis. But thesis in our sugi seems to hold both chumras. That you have a problem, sai, if you need the schach kasha to help out the schach pasul is the problem. I mean, the schach pasul to help the schach kasha is the problem. But also, if the schach kosher is above the schach pasul, also holds this bottle. But that's okay. You can hold both chumras. So in order to be kosher, you need enough schach kosher to be tzilsim ruba, and that schach kosher shouldn't be this bottle like the schach pasul. But the Ritva and the Ran hold no. The Ritva and the Ran hold that even if you're going to need schach pasul to help out the schach kosher to be tzilsim ruba, that's fine. Because chamsim ruba is a new psul, and it's only a psul when there's avir. It's only a psul when there's chama. Meruba mitzel. If the schach pasul stops the chama from coming in, and you don't have chams meruba, there's no psul chams meruba. Now we might have a new psul that the sukkah, like we said, the sukkah has to be made out of schach kosher. What's called the sukkah being made out of schach kosher? According to our papa, half is good enough for the sukkah becholius to be made out of schach kosher. According to Avinu Yeshua, we're not going to call the sukkah being made out of schach kosher unless they have roiv. Now they're both bothered. How come over there in that gemara? And why is sichach meruba mehen that gemara holds you need roiv? Why wouldn't half be good enough? And if Papa holds half is good enough, so they both make a chiluk between if it's mixed together or if it's side by side. And we spoke about that, the two svaras for it. But the assign davar is in the sugya. Taisus holds the ayman meruba and the paritz kaiman here is the same ayman meruba and paritz kaiman you need the gami being tzilsim meruba. You need that the sukkah should be mesuchach. Like we said, not fully mesuchach, but mesuchach. The same thing like parts, like a mechitza, which you need a mechitza, like we spoke before. You need a mechitza, not an entire mechitza, but a mechitza. Is roiv called a mechitza? Is half called a mechitza? When's the drawing line when you have a mechitza, you just have some spaces? Or no, you just have some sticks, you don't have a mechitza. It's all space, you just have some sticks. That's a shaila, roiv or machitza. But that's the shayla. The shayla is when you have schach and avir. Schach pasul is the same as avir, because if you wouldn't have enough schach kosher by avir, so the schach pasul can't help you out. Mitzvah schach pasul, not schach kosher, according to Daisis. But according to the Raj and the Ran, there's no problem if the schach pasul helps you out. There's two psulim. There's a psul of chamsa meruba, and thereby half and half there is a psul, even according to Rav Papa, because you have roiv chama. Now you have another thing. You don't have chama. It's you have schach pasul. So now in the shayla of schach pasul and schach kosher, you have to know what's covering your sukkah, what's making your tzel. You need tzel, you have the tzel. What's making the tzel? If roiv of it is schach kosher, so that's cool. Everyone's good. If half is schach kosher, it's good according to our papa. That's the sukkah. Now the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says sichu b'davar pasul v'davar kosher zeh b'tzad zeh. That's the Mishnah, right? Mekayis kosher b'shvudim. Sichu b'davar pasul kosher zeh b'tzad zeh. Right? If you have three tvachim, that's another psul. If you have more schach kosher, schach pasul is kosher. If you have exactly half, why? The Rambam says schach pasul is considered paritz, and memela, if you have exactly half and half, it's pasul. You need roiv schach kosher. Fact the Welt, Magen Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, and everyone else. The Rambam paskins parts kaim in his kosher. The Rambam paskins like a papa. Perik design, locha design, and Shabbos. The Mechitza, it's parts kaim in his kosher. Parts meruba is a basel. Parts kaim in his kosher. The Gemara is Mavur, according to our Papa, Paritz Kaiman is good if it's half and half. Why does the Rambam say need right? If the Rambam Mamish goes out of his way, if it's half and half, it's Tzimtzum, it's no good. Why? Because it's parts. What's the difference if it's parts? Parts came in discussion as a effect developed. So the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam held that the Gemara is Mavur when you say it, says the Magen Mishnah. That Schach Pasos Kaparitz. Because why are we selling some parts? It's not parts. I say Schach Pasos Kaparitz. So the Gemara sells to the Machlekes your Papa and Avinu Beishua. But there's another Gemara in the Afchav Bezim and Beis, which is Mavur, that when you have half Schach and half Avir, that's a Pshol Chav Shul Mitzil. I mean, that's Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara, like we said. Taisus holds, no, that half Schach and half Avir is called Tzilsa Mubah, according to our Papa. Now, Rashi's Pshat in the Suga is, half Schach, half Avir is no good, because it's a new Pshol Chav Shul Mitzil. So Tani de Magen Mishnah, so the Rambam says, if the Gemara is saying it's parts, and we know that half parts and half oimid is a problem, so who would in? Half schach kosher, half schach vas is a problem. In fact, the Magen Mishnah, so what's the Gemara saying? It's the same kosher in our Papa. Zog the Magen Mishnah, who would in? When the Gemara in the Havman asked the kosher, the Gemara thought that according to our Papa would be good. But once the Gemara says the teretz of Nichlas V'yetzer, our Papa also needs the teretz. Because our Papa can say Paritz Kaimin is good here because Sukkah has a new problem, Lachamis and Ruba, Kamavur, Lachamah. That's the Magen Mishnah's teretz. He says, the male is very good. Taisa was bothered. Why are Ami and Rabba answering a Funer Be'Bashua? If you learn the Sukkah like Rashi, teretz says, no, they're saying it, La'alacha, La'alacha. Even like our Papa, Schach is different. There's a Psalm of Chamis and Ruba, and Schach Basel's Kaparitz Uchashiv, and the male You have a problem with Chamis and Ruba. So the Stipler reads Zeis. So Vice Zeis, the Rambam is arguing on the Ran. Vice is the Rambam holds, and also it's also first in the Rambam there also. And Vice is the Rambam holds. If you need Schach Pasel to be mitzdaif to Schach Kosher to make Silsa Ruba, it won't work. Schach Pasel is other. Any Schach Pasel cannot help you out to make Silsa Ruba. So Mela, you see, the Ran there brings a riot from Makaris Kosta Bishmudim. They see half and half works, and half we know from the Morach of Beis as Kamsim Ruba. So you see, it could mix in Schach Basel to help out for your Schach Kosher. According to Rambam, you can't. That's the Sheet of Rambam, and he holds it in our Sugya. Everyone has to hold the Teretz of Nicholas Vietzi and need Rav Schach Kosher. So mainly we ended up with a Kasher there in Daftesim and Beis, and the Sheet we said there, that there are Rishainim that hold like Rashi on Dafka Bezim and Days, that half Avir, half Schach is called Chamsim Ruba. And the same Rishainim hold that when you need Schach Pasel to help out your Schach Kosh and make Silsim Ruba, it doesn't work. So how does this Shnim? How does that Mishnah Shnim? The Teretz is the Rambam. Our Mishnah is only when there's Raif. The whole Kosh is only if you say, like the Pasha Sagamara, that according to our Papa, half is good enough. So half is good enough when you have Schach Pasel and Schach Kosher. But when you have Schach Kosher and Avir, then it's called Chamsim Ruba. So you see the Schach Pasel is helping to make it Silsim Ruba and it works. But if you hold like the Rambam, no, Adarava. They're stating the Maskana Sasugya. That if you need Schach Pasel, Kaparas Uchash. If you can't use the Schach Pasel to help you make Silsim Ruba. And whatever the din will be with the Schach and the Avir, the Schach Pasel doesn't help out. And that's why the Rambam holds you need Rav. So it'll be Miyashiv. The Rishainim that hold that Chamsim Ruba is even when it's half and half, not like Taisus holds according to our Papa, that's not called Chamsim Ruba, but the Rishainim hold, like Rashi, that half and half is called Chamsim Ruba, and they also hold you can't use Schach Pasel to help you out to make it Silsim Ruba, so male, they have to hold like the Rambam, tell the Maskana Segevara, half Schach Kosher, half Schach Pasel is no good, and that's a pshat in the Rambam.